When you were in high school, did you get into any of the science experiments? How did things go when you worked with solids? How about when you worked with liquids? And when you were, you know, in those biology classes, those science classes, those physical science classes, we were being taught the difference between things like solids and liquids. And it's pretty cool that, you know, we could take a look at something that might be solid, and it's only going to be solid, like maybe a pencil or a desk. Look at something that is water, liquid in it, maybe liquid now, but then we could freeze it and it become like a solid block of ice. One thing's for sure, though, we were definitely taught that there's nothing that was a solid and a liquid at the same time. And I guess one of the interesting experiments we do, and of course it's, you know, just interesting. Take some liquid, whether it's water, Kool-Aid, whatever, slosh it around in the glass, then put it in the freezer, let it freeze and see that it's solid. And then take it in the reverse. Take that solid block of ice, whether it's water, Kool-Aid, whatever, put it out in room temperature and watch it melt and become a liquid again. But how often did you see anything that was both liquid and solid at the exact same time? Of course, we were taught there is not such a thing as a substance that is both liquid and solid at the same time. You notice how I keep emphasizing at the same time. Water is not water at the exact same time that is ice. And it's, well, you know, regardless of whether you're talking about a popsicle or an icy, doesn't matter. It is not ice and water at the same time. Even if it has begun to melt on the inside, the part that's inside is liquid. And the rest is, that's still frozen, is still solid. Well, stillwithseeker.com have something I want you to hear about liquids and solids.
Remember when you were a kid and everything was simple and you were told that there were just three states of matter, solid, liquid, and gas? And then you got older and learned that plasma existed and you thought, okay, now I know everything. It can't possibly get more complicated. Well, it just got more complicated. Scientists have found a new state of matter that is solid and liquid at the same time, and they used artificial intelligence that could lead to future discoveries about what's happening inside planets and stars. Scientists at the University of Edinburgh discovered that under extreme pressure, the metal potassium starts behaving very strangely. In normal conditions, a bar of pure potassium is pretty unremarkable. I mean, aside from its tendency to explode if you get it wet. But dry potassium atoms link up and form orderly rows that conduct heat and electricity well. For a long time, scientists thought that that was all there was to potassium structure. Until over a decade ago, when scientists put sodium under extreme pressure. At 20,000 times Earth's atmospheric pressure, sodium transforms from shiny to transparent, and from a conductor to an insulator. X-ray images showed that the crystal structure had gone from simple to complex. Sodium is an alkali metal, just above potassium on the periodic table. So scientists reasoned if it behaves oddly under pressure, maybe potassium does too. And indeed, at extreme pressures, potassium atoms rearrange themselves from orderly rows into a much more complicated structure. They form five tubes arranged in an X shape. Edge on, it would look like a five on a playing die. In between the outer tubes are chains of potassium atoms. Researchers describe it as two loosely linked sublattices, with the tubes acting as host atoms while the chains were guest atoms. When researchers turned up the heat on their high-pressure potassium, that's when things got weird. X-ray images showed the chains had disappeared. To figure out where they went, they turned to computer simulation. They trained a neural network using small groups of potassium atoms until the artificial intelligence understood quantum mechanics well enough to simulate it on a larger scale, up to 20,000 atoms. Can we just take a moment to appreciate that computer science is at the point that software can teach itself quantum mechanics? When the computer model simulated potassium atoms at 20,000 to 40,000 times atmospheric pressure and between 400 and 800 Kelvin, it showed that the chains between the tubes melted into liquid, while the tubes remained solid. The potassium was in both states at once. The researchers described it as though you had a sponge that leaked water, except the sponge is also made of water. They dubbed this new phase of matter the chain-melted state. While that is objectively fascinating, you may be wondering, so what? When is potassium going to be under those conditions? Potassium could exist in this state in the Earth's mantle, though it's rarely in its pure form, what with its preponderance to react violently and explode. The machine learning technique that developed the computer model, however, can be used for other elements in extreme situations beyond potassium. Conditions are pretty tame on Earth's surface, but in the universe, extreme temperatures and pressures are the norm. Inside planets and stars, matter could be doing all sorts of odd things. And thanks to artificial intelligence, we might be able to peel back the skin of alien worlds to take a peek at what's going on under the surface. Fun fact, this computer model worked really well, not only simulating the chain-melted state, but all of potassium's 14 known phase transitions. That's more phases than I went through in high school. If you love science in your day, comment down below with what you want us to cover, and we'll see you next time on...
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you think about that? Solid and liquid at the same time. And he described it as a sponge that was also the water in the sponge. Not sponge that had water in the sponge. The sponge was the water. Or, to put it another way, the water was the sponge. Now, when he starts talking about being able to peel back the layers of some of these other planets in order to see what's going on beneath the surface, is there anything in particular that they're hoping to discover? What might they discover that has nothing to do with what they might be expecting? What if they discover nothing? They just can't see anything about what's going on. Do you think they would effectively, safely peel back those layers? You think that we might find ourselves saying, you know, we should have left well enough alone. Anyway, still fascinating. A substance that is both liquid and solid at the same time. Back in a few.